Good evening. It's Friday, October 20th, 2017, and the Sharks start their season on the road with a shutout by Martin Jones. Yes, that's right, folks. We're celebrating break-even fever tonight as the Sharks are 3-0 onto the season. Welcome to this edition of Teal Town After Dark. Of course, I am Eric Kerr. You can follow me on Twitter at PuckGuy14. But of course, if you want to be part of the show or join the conversation, chat with us and Sharks fans in the YouTube chat on the page or on the app. You can use the Twitter hashtag TealTownUSA. And of course, follow us on all of our social media channels, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, you name it. We love followers and subscribers. With that being said, hi everyone. Hope you are having a nice Friday night, going into a nice weekend. And joining me tonight, my fellow Notch Bro, Gentry Alexander.
Hi. That's all I'm going to say.
All righty. Also joining us tonight, making his second consecutive appearance, Mr. Alex Martinet.
Hey there.
Excellent. And the guy who's got a killer ass background, at least he says. Or wait, no, he said it was tight. Mr. AJ Strong.
Martinet. That sounds like an interesting new beer that I should try, but have not yet.
Of course. Of course it would be beer. Why not? Anywho, feel free to join us in the YouTube chat if you want. We'll interact with you throughout the show. But let's talk about this game as the Sharks hit the road for their first of five games on the road trip. They beat the New Jersey Devils 3-0. And why do I keep hearing an echo on me for some reason?
Anywho.
Mute the YouTube video behind you.
I don't have the YouTube video on me. Anywho. Moving onward. So let's talk about this game. We'll go into the first period where Sharks had their chances, especially on the power play. New Jersey had some shorthanded chances throughout the game. But it's the Sharks who got on the board first, thanks to Melker Karlsson from Tomas Hertl and Tim Heed with his second point in the NHL at 14-11. And that was the only goal in the period to make it 1-0 Sharks. Alex, in the first period, the Sharks looked pretty promising throughout the game, but that first period seemed like they could have let the Devils take over this game.
Yeah, like I think Martin, that was probably the first two periods is when Martin Jones really held the net. The Devils are coming back from a back-to-back. They were just off of playing Ottawa on an OT game. So the Sharks kind of caught a break. I would say that in the third period, you kind of saw the Devils didn't really have the legs to compete with the Sharks. But in the first two periods, it was an even match. And the first goal is, I think the Sharks kind of took momentum from the Devils in that regard. I think this is one of Martin Jones' probably best performances. Maybe we're going to be one of these teams. Maybe it might be one of these years, or we're just a better away team than we are a home team. It just might be one of those fluky years.
Jet, what did you take from the first?
I thought, well, from just the first, I think I want to talk about that sweet pass from Hertl that led to Melker's goal. I thought his possession and how he was handling this, you know, his stick was amazing. He was pretty much a one-man show back there behind the net. He made a sweet dish to the milkman who delivered. So I got to say that it was quite a bit of it was a good show from them. I mean, it was. I was glad that the Devil speed was kind of, you know, was showing, but the offense just wasn't clicking tonight. So it was fortunate for the Sharks because, speed seems to be the Sharks' problem right now.
Go ahead, Alex.
No, that's totally what I agree. It seems it always seems to be an issue. Whatever we face team, just transition on D. So, yeah.
Gotcha. AJ, what did you take from the first?
I mean, I'm going to echo a little bit of what Jason Alexander said.
Hurdle,
Hurdle, that possession just prior to getting the puck to Carlson for the goal, that was just some, that was some wicked possession. And let's be honest, let's just call it what it is. I don't care how much the Sharks front office or whoever it is talking about Hurdle's the center of the future. He's going to be the center of the franchise. No, he is a winger. That is where he produces. He doesn't have to think about the game. He just goes out and play. So, yeah, Hurdle is a winger. So, for that part, for the first period, absolutely love that. I'm still trying to remember. Was did we have our Starfish defensive sighting in the first or second? I think it was the second. So
it was the second.
So I'll stick to the first. Yeah, that Carlson goal, everything that led up to it was very nice. And I also want to call out the fact that this is one of those games where the Sharks were either tied in the stats, where there were, it was both teams went 0-for-5 on the power play, both teams, you know, 10 penalty minutes, both teams basically 30-30 in hits. I mean, it was very even, but the Sharks led in a couple of key categories: shots on goal, faceoff circle. So with that, hell yeah. But first period looked good, and we also would be neglectful if we didn't mention the fact that the Sharks were actually in New Jersey before New Jersey was.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting, kind of what you and Alex mentioned, that it was a back-to-back, and they came in from Ottawa the night before, but the Sharks had a little bit of an advantage being in New Jersey before the Devils were. Onward to the second period, where the Sharks had some Starfish defense. They also had some power play chances that just did not go their way. However, they did get two goals in the second period. Joe Pavelski on a tip from, just a tip, from Braun and Jumbo made it 2-0 at 5:49 of the second period. And then a nice effort by Johannes Donskoy with the minute 10 left in the period. Kind of a backbreaker for New Jersey. Another assist from Braun. Two assists tonight from Brawny. The quicker assist picker upper, if you want to call it, made it 3-0 Team Teal.
How long has he been waiting to use that line?
The GIF will be coming soon. Don't worry.
GIF. Hard
GIF. Oh, God. Yeah. Chase
is going to kill me. It's called graphics, not graphics.
And with that, AJ, your thoughts on the second before I get reamed in the chat?
I was more than fine with the second. I mean, obviously we get two goals, Pavelski and Donskoy. That Thornton from the half boards up high to Braun, who just slots it in. Pavelski there, just the tip. Waiters, waitresses, bartenders looking for Pavelski because he knows how to tip. He just right underneath him. So great shot. Donskoy drilling Kincaid, following his own rebound, backhanding it in. Both of them, fantastic shots. But let's be honest, the thing that I'm going to take away from that second period was that ridiculously horrid four-minute power play from Jumbo taking the high stick to the face. That New Jersey spent 3 of those 4 minutes in the shark zone. That's unacceptable. How are Steve Spott and Dave Bart cashing checks this week just based on that? I'm just saying.
Preach. Because I have been beating that drum for a while now. How does Steve Spott still have a job? Because, you know, let's face it, if I turned in a lackluster performance like that, I'd have probably been fired, you know, chicaned and, you know, put out on a plane and had to take my own Uber to the airport, much like the Florida did to Gallant. Yep.
The fun part that I just want to point out is that I have post-game live on in the background here, and they were just talking to Martin Jones, and the little chyron that they put at the bottom where it was like, Sharks! 5-for-5 on the PK. Not a mention about 0-for-5 on the power play.
That did come up earlier, but yeah.
Whatever.
I got you.
Gen X waiting for my drum solo. Let me go find my drumsticks.
Oh boy. Go find your drumsticks, and we'll let Alex talk about what he thought in a second.
I mean, it's the same Equine thoughts. I think that only getting one or two shots on a 4-minute power play is really ridiculous. But we kind of knew that the power play was going to be a work in progress this season. At least I had really low expectations of the power play. The penalty kill, at least we knew that was going to be one of the strongest parts of the Sharks this season, unless injuries hit us. We're talking about Vlasic, Dylan, those players. If they went down, of course we have to change. But that's always been a core part of the Sharks. Penalty kill leading back into the offense. So I'm glad that right now I think we're ranked fourth in the league in regards to penalty kill. You know, in terms of season goals, I would hope that we get into the top 15 in terms of power play. That'd be what I would kind of want. But being 0 for 5 and not getting, you know, more than two shots on a 4-minute power play is really ridiculous. And like I said last episode, like I'm not a big fan of Florin this season. I think his game is really clogs down the Sharks power play. And I don't think he's a first line center this season. I think Tierney, even Carpenter, like even today's game has outplayed him with the minutes he's got. So that's kind of where I sit right now. But I think it's a little bit overreaction right now since it's only been six games into the season. So hopefully things pick up. Hopefully Thorin gets progressively better, because I don't think he's quite healed since his injury.
Let's just hit the chat real quick because I have to address a couple things. Sleepy Mofo saying, so if the power play does well, Spot is a god, but if it sucks, Spot is the devil. What about the execution? And I get that, but let's just also take into account that the Sharks still have Spot. We've seen coaches fired for less. The Sharks, since 2001, have had a power play that is ranked in the bottom half of the league twice. Since 01, 02. So basically, in the last 16 years, well, okay, we all remember the 04 season that wasn't played. But so last 15 seasons, the Sharks once then have had a power play finish in the bottom half. There's something to be said for that. But I'm not putting the power play on Bar and on Spot. But the fact is, it was shit last year and nobody lost their job. And so far from what I've seen this year, they hired somebody to be the eye in the sky to help the power play. And so far, we really haven't seen that much change aside from Marlowe being gone and the Sharks having to replace Marlowe on that top line, whether it's LeBanc, Hurdle, who have you. So I'm just saying, I want to see some change, something new. When was the last time you saw the power play start with Thornton behind the net, which we saw for quite a while when Thornton first came here? That was his office. And we haven't seen that in some time where guys are crashing through the slot. So, yeah, I'm not blaming everything on Spot or Bar, but guys have been fired for a lot worse after what the power play did last season. That's what I'm saying.
I definitely think it might be what keeps the Sharks in or out this season. Because the way slashing is being called, we're seeing three penalties, four penalties per game, and that's leading to more opportunities per goal, shots at goal. And that could be something that, like, if we don't figure out how to use Thorin in the back, or even stop having Vlasic shoot shots. Like, I don't get why he's shooting at the point, why he's on the power play. That's something I don't know why he's really there for.
Alex, I just fell in love with you. I have been saying this for as long as I can, you know, started watching hockey a game is why is Vlasic on the power play? Most of his shots either get blocked or he can't hold the zone. I would like to see, you know, Joakim Ryan out there And Braun. Braun's got a nice shot, and they normally go through, and he knows how to shoot the puck to where it can come in for tips. We saw that tonight. But for some reason, Dober, Spot, whoever, where I'm like, well, we're paying Vlasic $7 million. Let's put him out on the power play and see what happens.
No, it's if they're going to continue to play 4-1 on the power plays, so four forwards, one defenseman, obviously the top unit, that defenseman is going to be Burns. On the second unit, yeah, it either has to be Braun or right now Heed if he can prove to be a bit, little bit more defensively responsible. Although we're, you know, if we're comparing him to Burns, Burns not the most defensively responsible this evening, kids.
Well, the thing is that he's been on the top unit with Burns, so it's been three forwards out on the top unit, and then it's Heed and Burns on the back end, and then on the second unit, if I'm not mistaken, it's Vlasic and Mikhail Bodker on the points, which makes no sense to me.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm more of I still think Vlasic is the best defenseman on the team. That's how I've always felt about him. I'm just not a fan of how Brent Burns is playing the point this season. I think he's afraid to shoot it since the Penguin series. It just seems like he's not gained the power from that point on the power play. Teams are finally transitioning from that. And I don't know what you do from that. Do you?
I think the one of the things is that the
Penguins. The thing is that we get Puck Guy to bring his camera down just a little bit so his background fills up everything because it looks so perfect. Looks so perfect. There you
better.
Go.
Oh my God!
You know what?
Laurel, would you like to jump in with an opinion on this?
I think what it comes down to is that after the Sharks went to the Stanley Cup final, teams started figuring out why their power play works so well because the Sharks went to the Cup final on the strength of their really amazing power play. And since then, they have not adjusted. It's the same thing. You got, you know, Thornton's out on the half wall. Burns is going to be there firing pucks at the net, and then they're going to be looking for Pavelski at the tips. However, teams have figured that out, and they have yet to – it's like, well, you know, it worked 2 years ago. Ho, ho, ho. It will work again. It's like, no. You got to adapt to what is today's game. You know.
Again, I go back to the fact that Thornton used to set up shop behind the net, and then at some point it switched where it was like, oh, half boards, and that's where it would all start from. And for some reason they haven't said, hey, you know, the power play has gone, you know, down the crapper recently. Maybe we go back to the whole thing about Thornton setting up behind the net or doing something else.
Well, they also don't have Chichu, you know, sliding and skating in the slot for an easy, you know, just a tap-in goal.
Because Chichu was so solid on his skates.
He was, though. That 1 year, the year before he wasn't injured, though. That was what hurt him, though.
It's got to be Bernier, jerk. Just saying in the chat.
No.
Okay.
I never liked Bernier.
and it's probably a fucking game worn. Oh, sorry. My bad. Put a dollar in the swear jar. Yeah.
Mine? No, it's an Anthony Stewart team-issued jersey.
Yeah, I should have said it was Bernier. Okay.
Well, no, but I mean, hey, it was $50. Why not, right? But I will say this as we finish off our power play talk.
Things that we spent $50 on.
Okay. We have jersey jargon and power smack talk, so let's
find out what we'll have on Sunday.
Jerk pointing out that's the wrong era jersey, though. Hey, speaking
precisely.
Of... Speaking of wrong, if you listen to the Pucknologist this week, I said that the Sharks would beat the Devils, but Jerk and Rocket said they would lose. They shouted me down. And I just want to say to both Jerk and Rocket, love you.
Jeez.
He's the same guy that didn't think LeBanc was going to score, so...
Who's this LeBanc person you bring up?
No. For full disclosure, and I can't believe I'm going to say this, entering tonight, the power play is 23.1%, good enough for 10th in the league. The PK for the Sharks is at number 6 in the league at 85.7%.
What?
Yes. Go figure.
Is the person running the NHL website, you know, have they been sniffing some coke or doing some crack? Because that those numbers must be wrong.
You know what it is? The person who's doing that, whoever gave him like that crack or whatever type of substance he's on, clearly that's what the NHL scheduler was using the last like 10 years. So I'm glad he passed it on, because this is a fantastic road schedule for the Sharks finally.
And off to the third period, where the Sharks and Devils did nothing on the scoring sheet wise, but it seemed like New Jersey was trying to somehow end the shutout. That did not happen, as we all have a Joner, or as Gen X was saying, hey now. Oh well, I forget what he was going with, but oh well.
Never. You know what I was kind of, you know what I'm really disappointed by, and I'm gonna just
besides my karaoke singing.
Well, I'm always disappointed by that.
Wow, thanks. I love you too much, bro.
I mean, hey, we can't all be awesome at singing karaoke like yours truly here. Anywho, I was kind of disappointed that Will Butcher didn't get his first NHL goal tonight. For fantasy purposes and just for my own amusement. So,
dude. Randy Hahn calling that off at the beginning of the game, where it was what's the cat's name? It was
Nico Hischier.
Yeah, Hershire. what is it? Hershire, Brat. Who's the other? Butcher? Yeah, Hershire, Butcher, and Brat. Best name for a law firm ever.
I agree. Pitch it to USA or TNT.
Absolutely.
So, I also heard that there was a rumor that Mirko Mueller played in this game, but I don't believe it.
You know what? Mirko did play in this game. And what the funny thing is that he had a couple of shorthanded chances, including one that hit the post with the shot. And but he didn't really make much of a difference besides having a couple of shorthanded chances. But he seems to have found a home in New Jersey.
Well, and can we all talk about the fact that Brent Burns owes the Post a beer this evening for saving his ass? There was There was a chance in the first period where Burns just got straight out pylon'd. He totally chose the path of least resistance. He got blown right by him. And if that puck did not hit the post, that was in, and that was totally Burns. That was on Burns. Burns... Dude, I love you, bro. And, you know, 8 mil for 8 years, that's great. Dude, act like you want it, man. You've started this season so far, and it has not been great.
No, I agree. I think, you know, with Pavelski getting on, like, you know what, this is now a 2-game goal streak for Pavelski. That's nice to see. I think we need to see more out of our captain, and I think Burns needs to start putting up the points, because I think he only has 2 points in the entire year.
Oh, great. And now I got a guy in the chat telling me that I don't know how to pronounce names right. That's fine. You know what? Hokey jerk. That's fine.
What's his plus minus rating? Because it feels like he's been pretty even, though. In terms, better start. I know.
A couple of games ago, he led the team in, at a minus -4. Yeah. He's the only guy who hit that number.
You said Burns.
Burns.
Burns is at a minus -5 on the year.
There you go. And where does that fall into place with the rest of the team?
I'm sure that was probably most of the LA Kings game.
I think there was a couple games.
Didn't watch any of that.
Let's see Don,
you know,
actually
Yerky Paka, fuck you with name pronunciation.
And there's another one.
Yeah, all right, sorry.
Brent Burns is dead last in on the team with minus -5. Leader, without looking, guys, the leader of the Sharks and plus LeBanc. Minus is
LeBanc.
All right, gent,
sorry, Mikael Boddicker.
All right. Hurdle and Boddicker are tied for second to last with Paul Martin at minus -2. Kevin LeBanc is right above them at minus -1. Your leader in the plus minus category is Jonas Donskoy with a plus +3.
Well, wow. I guess that's easy to happen when you're only getting like 8 minutes a night. I mean,
that's true, I guess. Yeah.
And I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm never going to pronounce that right either, but I appreciate that, Morocco 323. I appreciate you. Yeah, can we talk about Boddicker for a moment?
Boddicker.
Oh my God.
Both of you. Well, Boddicker. Let's
just. But hold on, just for a second. Let's just talk about.
I swear we need to get
the second line. No, let's talk about the second line tonight. Start it off, napkin line, right? Couture with Donskoy and Boddicker. Six games in, where the hell are we? Boddicker on the third line, Donskoy on the fourth line, Hurdle up to wing. Like, this is not how this works. This is not how any of this works. I'm just, like, this is amazing so far. Like, hello? Is Joel Ward even playing hockey anymore? I mean, I'm kind of wondering. Is DeMello, like, has he gotten himself out of a job at this point? And shout out to Rocket and Hockey Jerk, because both of them gave the shout out to the fourth round pick that we're going to get for DeMello in February. He gone.
Wow.
I'm fine with that because I think the games that I've seen out of DeMello this season have been atrocious. Like I said, when he doesn't have the puck, he doesn't know how to handle the puck. So I don't know what you guys are laughing about. So
Rocket in the chat, Boddicker Lewinsky. Oh, jeez.
Dude, you can always count on Rocket to come up with like the perfect, you know, mashup of a name.
I mean, that is fitting because Mikhail Boddicker's game does suck.
If Boddicker's game was any worse, DeBoer would have a stain on his blue pants.
Wow.
Tee him up and I'll keep hitting him out of the park.
Dude, I got to be honest with you, man. The next home game, if Boddicker does anything, I would be like, good job, Lewinsky!
And with that, we welcome those of you who are watching the Sharks postgame live on NBC Sports California to Teal Town After Dark. Oh, you walked in at a great time there. By all means, if you're watching us right now, hit us up on the YouTube chat or on the Twitter at Teal Town USA. You know what, guys? I also had a Twitter poll up on at Teal Town USA. Tonight.
And while he looks that up, Nick Neftep is asking, did the Sharks trade DeMello? Not yet, but it's coming.
That won't happen.
Spoiler alert.
What are they going to trade for Tavares like everyone thinks they're going to do?
No, we're going to package it up. We're going to trade Couture, Boddicker, and DeMello and a pick for Tavares.
Well, hey, you know what, though? Wow. Real quick, though, for anybody who happens to be new on here, welcome, and don't forget to give us a follow on whether it's SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, any of those things. Do us a favor, give us a follow, help us out. We're trying, and especially on Twitter at Teal Town USA, trying to hit 2,000 followers before the end of the year with any luck and increasing all the other ones. And don't forget to check out our streams on SoundCloud, on YouTube. We did a interview with both John Totora and Sharks Executive Vice President Flavel Hamston this week. Both of those interviews posted this week. Go check them out.
And with that, let's take a look at our Twitter poll this evening. When I asked you this question, a Twitter poll presented by no one yet. If you want to sponsor, by all means, go right ahead. Would you like to see Fox Tracks, a.k.a. the Glow Puck, return to NHL broadcasts? We asked, we got 44 people to vote on that. We thank you. 64% said no. 36% said yes. Notch Bro, would you like to see the Glow Puck with the red rocket tail come back?
Quick question. So how many percent of it was for no?
66.
66%? Well, 66% of you are wrong, okay?
What?
I won.
Hold on. Looking at those numbers, 66 to 33, it's like literally three people voted.
I just want to say that bringing back the Glow Pucks would be the best thing ever. I want them back so badly because it would just – it'd bring back the nostalgia of seeing Owen Nolan, you know, call his shot and then just roof it right past, you know, Oh my God! Can we just bring it back? Because why the hell not? Because we're already calling dumb penalties to begin with. We don't know what is slashing or a face-off infraction anymore, or what's goaltender interference. Might as well, and we don't know how to properly review an offsides or see if a puck gets crossed the line. Let's just throw some fireworks at it and see what happens. Just do it.
I don't mind if they bring it back in the right way and it's used in a limited fashion, not like it was used in the first place. But ratings were down last year, and so they're looking for new ways to introduce young fans to the game. More people are watching NBA or NHL, so I think I don't want to compare NHL to NFL, but that technology was first used, in the NFL and has been widely used for the gold line. It's going to happen, but in small doses first. I don't want it first being, pushed in like it was before. That's not what I want.
AJ, what do you think? Should a variation of Fox Strikes come back?
No, I'm not a fan of the glow puck in that it seemed like the major reason why they introduced it was to help people on TV better track the puck. And I think the invention and expansion of HD TV has rendered that part of it useless. Now that we have HD TV, it's much, much easier to track the puck when you're watching the game, whether you're at home or at a sports bar or whatever. My thing, and this is strictly just for a coolness factor, I wouldn't mind if we all remember the Fox Glow Puck. It was, the kind of like yellowish glow circle when the puck was bouncing around or where it was going. But when it exceeded, I want to say 40 miles an hour, 50 miles,
whatever. 75, I think.
Was it 75? Whatever it is. Put it like if it exceeds, say, 60 miles an hour, to give it that little red tail to help you track it better, that might be kind of cool. But especially, let's be honest, dude. It did kind of look cool when some guy, like, say, Burns, would take, like, a 95-mile-an-hour slapper from the blue line that would go into the net, and you'd see that tail on it. See, if it was somebody like Rob Blake, Ally Afraidy, somebody like, that just had who was that cat from St. Louis that used to skate with Pronger that had a wicked slapper?
Al McInnis, grip it.
Yeah, McGinnis, somebody like that that just takes a wicked slapper. Obviously, Zdeno Chara. You get somebody like that, and all of a sudden you see that red tail. That part might be kind of cool. But to just, in general, see a glowing circle, no, that would annoy the hell out of me. And because you know what it was that annoyed me, per se? If you saw the puck out on the ice with that glowing circle or whatever, it wasn't horrible. It wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible. The thing that used to throw me off is that when the puck would elevate, when it was like up, when it banged off the glass or whatever, that glow would sometimes would throw up your depth perception. It would make it appear like it was still on the ice. Kind of threw me off. But anyway, give it a tail, but no glow puck.
So it sounds like we only want to see it on replays or...
I'd be fine with that too. Yeah. Replay would be cool.
Yeah.
The one thing that I really liked about it was when it did go over a certain speed, it would have the little shot meter in the bottom right-hand corner, and I thought that was pretty cool and something to interact. It's like, holy crap, this thing is going fast. Nonetheless, hey, bring hockey back. If you're ever looking for something when this does come back, all I'm saying is I have a logo for you. Just say.
Oh, God.
What? Oh, yeah. Am I missing something?
Oh, yeah. Let's just completely just break out 90s now. And break out our Zubas while we're at it. All right. With that, that's enough nostalgia from the 90s. Back to what we were doing. I think it's time to go around the league. Gentlemen, what do you say? All right, they say thanks for leaving me out there, guys.
You know what I say?
What?
Hello, you want? Fans, I'm Dan Rusin, listening to another Teal Town podcast.
There we go.
There you go.
Dan Rusinowski.
Awesome. Scar!
Awesome. All right. With that being said, let's take a look at the ones that are already final right now. There's still three games in action in Buffalo, where the Sharks will be on the road trip later this coming week. It was the Vancouver Canucks beating the Buffalo Sabres 4-2. The Canucks now go to 3-3-1 on the year, with Derek Dorsett getting his third and fourth goals of the year. That's right, he be the leading goal scorer of the Sharks. Derek Dorsett, that little goon. All right.
Dude, let's not take away a lot from Bo Horvat or Besser, dude. Those guys, I would love to have either of those guys on the Sharks right now.
Of course. Of course, Brock Besser looks like a real deal. Holy field.
Hey, speaking of real deal.
Good evening, Sharks fam.
Wow. You still have that from when I actually did the laryngitis show. That's so sweet of you. Screw you. All right. In Detroit, the Capitals beat the Red Wings 4-3. Washington had Alexander Ovechkin with his 10th of the year on a power play in overtime to win it. TJ Oshie with 1:01 left in regulation tied it up for Washington. Helm, Tatar, and Tatar scored twice for Detroit in that loss.
I'm going to say this. Look at Tatar's third goal, when he gave the Red Wings a brief lead. His deflection was just – it was a sagacious play. I think that should be on every top 10 of the year, because how he deflected it, it was at such an awkward angle, like he was from the side of the net, and then it just went just above Holpe and just – barred down. It was glorious. If you have a chance, look at the highlight. It was great. And thanks, Ovi, for the game-winning points.
Here's somebody who clearly
Ovechkin already has. Yeah, Ovechkin already has 10 points on the season.
Dude, a couple guys that either have like 9 goals, 10 points, 11 points. It's right now. Did you guys look at the scores from yesterday? It was amazing to see where all the numbers were.
Hey, man, Crosby has 5 goals in the season so far. So.
And Sherry with his fourth, as he got the game winner with 2:53 left, as the Penguins beat the Panthers 4-3. Two games in progress right now. This is probably what everybody else would call, mainly Gen X and AJ, the battle of the INN for my heart. Minnesota 3, Winnipeg 3. It's about 8 minutes to go in the third period. Yeah. Patrick Laine with 2 goals on the night, both on the power play. Go ahead, Mr. Strong.
Just real quickly, coming across on Twitter, and I don't think this is to the shock of anybody. It's already come out that DeBoer has already named that Dell will be the starter tomorrow. We already saw what Dell did to the Islanders last year. Obviously, a little different last week. Not the same, but... You know, Sharks on the road, playing back-to-back. So, Dell, it is confirmed. Dell getting the start tomorrow. I don't think anybody's shocked by this.
Gotcha. And one other game in progress. Ducks 2, Montreal nothing. According to NHL.com, and we're about 5.5 minutes into the game, Montreal still has no shot on goal. Ducks have 8. Rasmussen and Grant... 2 minutes apart for Quackenheim, get the Mighty Sucks on the board.
Here come the Ducks.
Wait, what was that about nobody having a shot on goal?
Montreal still doesn't have a shot on goal 5.5 minutes into the game, and the Ducks have 8.
Oh my god.
The fuck, bro?
Oh man.
Can I just say that if I was Montreal, I'd start hitting that panic switch.
Montreal has a brutal schedule right now. I mean, they just played the Kings on Thursday, or I believe it was. So they're on their West Coast trip. So I don't know what you do on that.
Yeah, it's and the California Gauntlet is something else. Although now I guess the California Gauntlet would include Vegas and Arizona, where they would have to play the Desert Dogs.
Hold on, Arizona. We're talking about that team that still doesn't have a win yet. Did they finally get a win?
I don't think they have a point either.
Yeah. See, I'm gonna say yeah. When you talk about the West Coast Gauntlet, I don't think that Arizona's included.
I'm just
that
saying
they're still 0-6-1 with like 1 point. They have one point.
I'm just saying that they had that they're usually
pumped together. Our thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers are with Arizona.
Because that's his go-to team.
Can we talk about this though? This is so funny. I mean, this wasn't just us when we were talking like Pacific Division preview just a short couple of weeks ago. The vast majority of all of us were saying that Edmonton would take number one spot in the Pacific. They might do a little bit of battle with Anaheim, but we had all pretty much said that yeah, Edmonton should take that top spot. Then it was kind of either going to be Anaheim, Calgary, San Jose. Like, those are the three teams that were going to battle for the 2 and 3 spots. But everybody had said Edmonton had this shit on lockdown. And this is just so funny. Look at, like, L.A., I mean, just killing it right now. 5-0-1. Have not lost a game, the Kings. And then Vegas, 5-1-0 at 10 points. And then Calgary, I mean, and then Vancouver? This is the team that a lot of us were saying that Vancouver, Vegas, tough calls. Who's going to finish worse in the Pacific? This is amazing so far. This is, but it's fun.
Well, yeah. I will say that, like, I wasn't here back then, but like, but like, my three teams to get in were Calgary, the Ducks, and then there was going to be one team that was going to push out the Sharks, and that was either going to be the Kings or the Vegas. And I think
the Vegas. Really?
I know the Vegas Knights. I hate the name Golden Knights, by the way. I think that's going to be copyrighted out, but
I hope it is. It should just be the Las Vegas Knights, but I just like that you called them the Vegas.
Yeah.
I've never heard anybody refer to the Sharks as the San Jose.
I'm looking at the Yankees and doing this at the same time, whatever.
I look forward to tomorrow's game between the New York and the San Jose.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever, AJ.
Wait, there is two the New Yorks.
Yeah, okay.
Moving onward.
moving on the word.
Yes. Oh, my God. Let's Sleepy Mofo in the chat. The word. I thought I heard someone say the word. No, it's never mind.
Back to back. Yeah, that's a good point by Sleepy Mofo. Kings were fortunate to play teams back to back. So,
Well, and hockey jerk pointing out that Kings players that had awful years last year are bouncing back. Dude, Kopitar, not a great season last year. Neither with Dustin Brown. Both of them killing it so far.
But right now, the Kings just lost Jeff Carter. I'm not too sure about what the roster looks like, but that is a solid second to third wing player. That could hurt their depth a lot, but they still have Quick, and I like Quick a lot. So, yeah.
We have breaking news. The Montreal Canadiens have a shot on goal.
Thank you, Wolf Pitzer.
And you're the Situation Room.
You are fake news.
I thought that you were about to announce a trade, that Duchesne finally got out of Colorado. No.
Or Tavares got out of New York.
That's never going to happen. I'm just kidding.
For all you beer drinkers out there, we're trying a new one. This one, Moody Tongue. So caramelized chocolate churro Baltic Porter, Moody Tongue. This is what Puck Guy calls it when he has too many porn tabs open.
Oh my God,
Moody Tongue.
I thought that would have been Moody Tongue when the power play doesn't do anything and the Sharks lose in ages.
Well, I gotta tell you, it's pretty good.
All right, let's go into the chat and see what they have for us on this Friday night. Tracy.
Well, Laurel is saying, "Lord." So she's already, well, see that Yeah, but dude, we were calling them the Vegas Golden Showers back when they were called the placeholders. I like that. Moody Tongue sounds like AJ every After Dark show. Yes.
Hey-o!
I know. A Moody Tongue with a little Duncan bit of, says, little Steve bit of poison.
Steve Duncan says, Knights can't and won't keep this up.
How could they? I mean, James Neal is human. He's going to prove that at some point.
Well, and with Fleury out, you got to wonder if how long they can ride the wave that is Malcolm Subban.
Yeah.
No, he's going to win the Vezina. We all know it.
That's true.
They just lost Fleury, though. That's the
for those of you who watched the Sharks game tonight and were disappointed that during the intermissions they did not go to Brody Brazil's basement, they actually had too much going on tonight to actually take the whole camera crew down there. So luckily we were able to watch them in the actual studio. So
I watched it. I watched their intermission they did on Periscope. I think they're doing some great things with that.
I think they've been doing great things. I love the fact that they go on to Periscope with like 2 minutes or so left in the period. They stay live through the commercials and then they stick with it for, you know, 90 seconds, 2 minutes into the game. I think that's brilliant, but when they do this whole live from Brody's basement thing that they've been doing, it's kind of like, no, guys, you got to stick to the studio because that's pro. That looks good. I do like the fact, though, that when they've been in quote-unquote Brody's basement, that Brody has had, like, the laptop sitting there and has kind of, like, paid attention and interacted with the questions that were coming in through the Periscope feed.
Or I haven't his seen
them. And I haven't seen them do that so much now that they're, at least for today, when they were in the studio. So that part of it I miss, but I think it's worth it to have them with that nice professional studio feel versus them looking like they're like at the patio of some broken down sports bar in the middle of Missoula, Montana.
Missoula, Montana. Population how much?
Well, there is a college there, so.
Gotcha. All right. Well, welcome back to Intermission Live. And we're in our basement. Okay.
Yes, and if you have a child, you might get a Teal Town onesie too.
Hey, let's not try to rip off anymore from NBC Sports like they're trying to rip off our format. Come on.
Wow. Oh. I should put more authentic fan signs behind me. Anywho, so has played, what, two games? I believe so. Gen X, wait, what did you put in there? Where is it? Shoot. Oh, crap. What, this chat is just moving way too much.
So, like, who is your player of the game? I kind of put this in the chat. I guess the main one was probably Marin Jones. His first shutout.
Yeah, he had a really good game. Bro. You know, I thought he had a good game, and I thought that he got a lot of luck in it. But I think, given that how his season has started, and a lot of goaltenders, like a lot of elite goaltending, you know, situations have been just subpar, like Lundqvist and some of the others that are happening out there. And, you know, Anderson and the Toronto. I think it was just like, you know, Jones was due for a really good game to which he stole one. Good for him. And he did in New Jersey on the road. And I think you have to give the second star, you got to give it to Justin Braun.
Yep. Two assists tonight. Go ahead, Alex. I'm sorry.
I was going to say Braun and then Pavelski or Hurdle. Those are my three players, if you exclude Martin Jones.
AJ, did you have a player of the game that you wanted to give love to?
Well, no, I'm definitely going to give love to Donskoy for not getting a lot of time tonight, but just having a great shot. On the hell was that guy's name? Kilgore. What the hell was the guy goalie's name tonight?
Kincaid.
There you go. That shot that Donskoy had on Kincaid tonight, and the way he followed it up, buried it with the backhand. I thought that was great. So awesome on Donskoy. I think they said that was like his first goal in 28 games. So nice to see Donkey playing on the fourth line yet contributing. again, I got to go back to Hurdle contributing to Carlson's. I mean, if Hurdle doesn't do all that work down low, Carlson doesn't get that goal. So, I mean, great job by Hurdle. And again, I'm just going to go back to Yoki Ryan. I mean, dude is making the most of his opportunities right now. But Ryan and Heed, they're clearly doing something. Paul Martin on the IR, and DeMelo's getting scratched. So clearly those guys are making the most of their opportunities. So, that you know, those are my guys right now.
Gen X in the chat. AJ, it's pronounced Kincaid.
What did I say? I don't know. I pronounced it five different ways, and I know none of them was the right one. I don't care.
Heaven forbid they actually try my last name if they didn't know me right away, folks.
Kura.
See? Hey, John, it would nice job.
Kura? Kuri? Curie,
just stop. Something, just stop.
No, we'll do it like.
I mean, at least nobody calls you Jason.
That's true. That's true. Jason or Eric or what was the other one? Landy, was it?
Does Landy still work here?
Landy still works here. Oh yes, or like Hockey Treat said, that the Barracuda announcer said when I dropped the puck, Eric Cuccio.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need all those.
By the way, it is now 3-0 Ducks over the Montreal Canadiens.
Exactly. Exactly. Rocket. Exactly. All right. With that, final thoughts. Oh, well, thank you, Rocket. I agree. It is a little bit of a laugher in Anaheim right now. Final thoughts, Mr. Martinet.
They play tomorrow. They play the Islanders, and I expect the Islanders to show up. They were one of my teams to make the playoffs. I do believe Tavares is going to sign with the Islanders, so that was kind of my look on that. Tavares is going to stay with the Islanders, but should be a great game. I won't watch it, but it should be a great game. This is the first back-to-back for the season for the Sharks.
Yep.
Yes.
So it will be interesting to see how the team plays, in particular the old veterans, Thorin, Burns, Vlasic, and also Couture. I wonder if they're going to hold him out because of that injury. Is it injury?
Yeah,
he took a shot off the foot. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, well, he also got the back too. So
yeah, it looked bad. That hit he took.
We're talking about a guy who literally had all like half his chiclets knocked out, and he was like playing in the playoffs 2 weeks later. I think you know taking a slapper from Heed. I think he's going to be okay.
But let's also know that 2 years ago. It was Logan getting his, ankle injured on that same sheet of ice that he was in tonight. In other words, like many people said tonight, keep him off the New Jersey ice.
Obviously he owes the Sopranos some money because they obviously have a hit out on him in the New Jersey.
It can't be any worse than what he suffered in Nashville? Yeah, Nashville. When he had his entire mouth removed, basically. Yes.
We believe he took a puck to the ankle, and then he took a hard hit after taking that hard hit on the ankle. So that's what we have there going on. Looks like Mr. Jerk has joined us.
That was absolutely it. What's funny is that you tweeted out that GIF pointing out that could potentially be Couture's injury. And then about 10 minutes later, the Sharks tweeted out the exact same thing, pointing out that was the injury. So stick tap to Teal Town USA being on top of it. That's right, Mr. Puck Guy.
Thank you.
You are the world's most giffiest man.
Oh, don't you mean giffiest?
Yes.
It's a hard G. Hard G.
I know, but I keep saying GIF by accident. I'm sorry, Jenna.
You know, speaking of which, I got to go get some GIF peanut butter.
Yeah, because when you go buy GIF, it's pronounced, or it's spelled with a G the last time I saw. Anyway, tomorrow Sharks taking on the Isles. We already saw Arundel. He's getting the start, which I think he should. I think that's the way to play. Dell has won two of the last three against the Isles, so I'd like to see that. The Sharks clearly trying to bounce back. These first six games have not been great. Burns, by all means, has not. Norris Winner, not his best defensive work over these first six games of the season. So I'm thinking, I think the Sharks can pull a win out of this. I'm going to say that on the Pucknologist cast, our first show of the season, which posted yesterday, I did say that the Sharks would lose this game tomorrow, but we'll see what happens. Because as we all know, Hockey Jerk and Rocket said they'd lose tonight, and look how that worked out. So don't forget to check our SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube channel, everything on Teal Town USA. We did have two interviews this week with Executive Vice President of the Sharks, Flavel Hamston, and Sharks COO, John Totora. Go check those interviews out for us, please. I'm AJ underscore Strong on the Twitter and Instagram machine. And don't forget to follow us at Teal Town USA on Twitter, on Instagram. And by all means, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Help us get to 1,000 subscribers before the end of the season.
All right. Alex, your final thoughts?
You've already asked me.
Sorry, I got away. My bad. Gentry, your final thoughts?
Yay that the Sharks got a win tonight. I think that tomorrow, I think Burns is going to be due for a big game. So look out for Burns to light up the score sheet.
And Hockey Jerk, you predicted that the Sharks would lose tonight. How do you feel about that?
My prediction of the game was bad, and it should feel bad.
What's exactly. Up, Hockey Jerk? How are you, bud?
What's up, Teal Town USA fans? Coming up at the top of the hour, we got Puck Guy and Hockey Jerk talking commemorative patches. Stick around. We'll be right there.
Don't tempt me.
And don't forget, during the show, if you're listening, there could be buttons.
That's right. Jersey Jargon episode 2. Oh,
coming up tonight at 8 Pacific.
Oh. All right. Gentry's fantasy breakdown at 10:30.
Don't tempt me because I can go on.
That's right. Brock Besser, do you have him? That will be discussed tonight.
Actually, that's not a bad pickup, but I digress. So I am PuckGuy14. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and everywhere else. In case you missed anything tonight or want to hear it again, check us out on TealTownUSA.com or your favorite podcatcher, whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube. You have them all. Like AJ said, there's a bunch of content out. He had two great interviews with Flavel. And his BFF John Totora, along with the most recent edition of the Pucknologist. Last week I also had Chris Creamer of sportslogos.net to shock all these dinglings that I could actually do a Jersey Dragon show, and did one.
I would just like to point out that I've been clamoring to be your co-host on Jersey Jargon since I made up the name originally.
Well, you know, you probably would have been there had you not gone to our competition.
And with that, good night, everyone.
It was keep a joke. It real.
Keep it teal.
It was a
keep
joke.
It real teal. Good night.
I was everyone. Joking.